Superintendent Darlene Schottel came on board in Kalispell in July of 2003. District 5 looked a little different then.
There were five elementary schools, but they were K-6 buildings. And then we had a seventh grade center. Then we had a junior high that had grades 8 and 9. And we had one high school with 10, 11, and 12.
Now the in-town elementary schools are K through 5. The junior high is now a middle school with 6th, 7th, and 8th grades. Schottel says one of the reasons for the change was to cut down on the number of transitions students had to make. In particular, many of the rural schools go up to 8th grade, and then students would matriculate into Kalispell.
About half of our students were coming to, at that point, the junior high for 1 year, and then moving on to the 10, 11, 12 high school. And it was kind of a shock to have all of a sudden 600 students put together, and for some of our students that came from small schools that might only have 8 or 9 or 10 kids in a classroom.
Also, Flathead High School went from among the biggest schools in the state to 2 9-12 high schools, Flathead and Glacier. Schottel says all these changes represented programmatic changes as well as responses to space concerns and major community investments to renovate Flathead High, the middle school, and build Glacier High. Schottel's tenure has also spanned the boom years of the early 2000s and the recession the area is still climbing out of, where the district has been hard-pressed to pass building levies to cover things like technology.
It looks to be a positive improvement in the economy that we will be able to move back to those regular operational kind of levies or technology bonds so that we can provide access. That instructional component for technology and for student access is a very important piece and one that we're concerned about that we will need to continue to find a way to address in some manner.
Cyberbullying is an issue that didn't have much of a name 10 years ago, but has emerged as a pressing concern.
Throughout my career, we've always worked on what do you do about bullying and the programs at the school sites, but the media component of it has changed significantly just because it is so available, and even at a young age, our children have access to so much media, whether that be at home or on their phone or on the internet.
Schottel says the role of schools is giving students the skills to make the right choices to protect themselves and to not engage in hurtful online behavior. She says strategies from the educator's end continue to evolve.
It has to be a community, parental, school joint effort because it's not something we can just manage at school because quite often some of the incidents that happen, whether that we call it cyberbullying or whether somebody is being harassed or mean things said about them on a website, that doesn't always happen at school. It happens, can happen at any time of the day or night, unfortunately, but it certainly carries over.
Those internet savvy skills also have grown in importance for schoolwork.
20 years ago, we never would have thought about providing technology expertise and proficiency. We were much more concerned about students being able to have a knowledge base, a group of facts that they can draw upon, where in reality now that is not what we need them to have because, quite frankly, you can find facts.
Schottel says interpreting those facts is what students need to be able to do now, whether they're true, appropriate, and how they figure into the bigger picture. She says probably the biggest change she's seen, and that is ongoing, is curriculum expectations. Technologically, how information is consumed, and how teachers approach their topics. District 5 recently passed a bond and built new classroom space to deal with overcrowding at the elementary school level. Schottel says Flathead High School is an old building and has had some work done, but needs more. Building new space and maintaining old buildings will continue to be an issue for the next superintendent, as will the question of the role of technology in school and education and implementing the Common Core curriculum. In 2008, Schottel was a candidate for the superintendent position for Spokane Public Schools and was a finalist for the superintendent position for Eugene 4J School District in 2011. She says most superintendents last between 3 and 5 years in one place.
I think that I have been really fortunate to have had a good working relationship with our staff, community, and board for a longer period than that. And there's a lot of changes that are happening right now. And I feel that it's the right time to transition the leadership reins, that whoever is making some of these changes right now in Kalispell that will move forward with teachers, they need to have the longevity to do that for at least 3 to 5 years.
Shottle says right now she has no plans after retiring this spring other than to enjoy a summer off, but consulting might be something in her future. She retires at the end of this school year. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.